Welcome to today's ePray. I invite you to join me as we pray through and contemplate on Scripture. Find a comfortable place and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Then out. And again, take a deep breath in. And then out. Let yourself slow down. Invite God into this time of prayer and ask Him to silence any distractions. Our theme for this month is justice and righteousness. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 89, verse 14 and 15. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. Let the following prompts help you start an ongoing conversation with God. What does it mean to you that the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice? How have you experienced God's righteousness and justice in your life? As we reread this passage, ask God to bring to mind the youth that you interact with. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. What youth are experiencing injustice right now? How can you stand in the gap for them? Ask God to show you what you can do to help. What youth need to experience God's love and faithfulness? Pray for them right now. As we end this time together, we close with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you, or set aside for you, praised for you, or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.